Blog Talk Radio.
Good and painful.
Beside still waters, he restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me. Lord, deliver me.
cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know it should be finishing, but take it from me two more times.
Thank you, Jesus.
My cup overflows.
My cup's overflowing. just shout Jesus right there. He always guides me.
He always guides me.
Thank you. We face many battles, but they're not yours. They belong to the
I'm Come on, clap your hands. Amen. Fight on, fight on, fight on. Welcome, 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 PGN family, Prophetic Grace Network family. Very grateful to be here tonight. Denise should be joining us shortly, I believe so. but before I get started, I got to fix something with the computer right quick. So what I want to do, I just, have y'all been enjoying the choir tonight? Just decided to play a little bit more music tonight because we still can worship God in song and just setting the atmosphere for His presence tonight. I have one more quick song that I'm going to play while I get the other adapter that I need. Be right back shortly.
Nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got lost in time, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battle for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
So I trust the man.
Hey, man, I'm back. I am back. Thank you all again for joining tonight. Do my quick little test call here and make sure that audio is running perfectly. And we're going to get into seeing what God has to say tonight. I'm really excited about tonight because I'm always fresh and new just like you guys. So we're all here gathered. Looking, we're touching and agreeing, and we are looking and we are expecting something marvelous from the Lord to happen. I'm just excited, as always, because, you know, God saw fit for us to be here, to be experiencing this moment in time. He saw fit for us to be in the positions that we are in right now, even based on things that we might have done. God is still using right where we are for our good. God is still using everything that the enemy has meant for evil and destruction in our lives. God is using it for our good. And we really have to believe that. We really have to know that. I mean, if we're going to say that we serve the Almighty, if we're going to call ourselves Christians, a people of the faith of Christ, you know, we got to really, really, really buy in to what the Word of God is saying. And God will reveal what He wants you to know in times as we seek. And today's scripture was very fascinating. It was over in 2 Corinthians 9, where scripture reads, I'm reading from King James first. Yeah, let me read King James first. Well, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Chapter 9, verse 8. And he says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward us, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And God is able to make all grace abound toward us, that ye, also having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Let's go read it from the Passion Translation, because I like the way that it read when the Lord took me there. It says, yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you will have more than enough of everything, every moment, and in every way. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. Just as the scriptures say about the one who trusts in him. We have to trust in the Lord, because God is ready to overwhelm us with every form of grace so that we will have more than enough of everything in every moment. Through COVID, through political schemes, through depressions, through famines, through bankruptcies. He said he wants to make sure that we have more than enough for everything, of everything, in every moment and in every way. He said he will make our overflow with abundance in every good thing we do. So let's focus on doing the good things. So we got to ask ourselves, okay, what is good thing? What for me to believe in this? You know, what are the good things that God wants me to do? What are the things that are to be desired or approved of? What are the righteous things? What are the righteous things? These are questions that we have to ask ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal it to us. So we should focus on doing good, doing what's right, doing what's been approved by heaven, by God now, because the world has deemed things good that are totally against the word of God. Totally against the word of God. And so that's why we really have to continue to study and show ourselves approved, continue to pray, continue to experience life as we live it. It always seek to find God in everything and for everything. Everything. There are a lot of things, decisions that I made, and they were okay decisions, but then I didn't even see God. God will make things work, but you be thinking like, what if I had to just ask God from the get-go? If I just asked him, we probably would have bypassed this step. So we just seek him. Seek him daily, continuously. Because he's more than ready to overwhelm us. I mean, this scripture is awesome. He's more than ready. When I read it from the Passion Translation, it just gives them to me. See, God is more than ready. And when I read, I always try to put myself in it. Put myself in the word. The word is talking to me. This is God. It's the living word. I can apply this to my life. God is more than ready to overwhelm me with every form of grace, so that I will have more than enough of everything, every moment, and in every way. He will make me overflow with abundance in every good thing I do. Every good thing I do. So Terrence is focusing on doing good. Doing good. Terrence is focusing on doing what's right. Was righteous in the sight of God, because he sees all. And so it's important for me to continue to be seeking what is righteous so I can identify the unrighteous, what's unrighteous, what's not right. I have to know what is right. Keep seeking it. I didn't do our time stamp tonight. I apologize, but it is Sunday, June 6th. Right now it's 9:45 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are here at Prophetic Grace Network, PGN. I'm one of your hosts, Terrence. My wife, Tanisha, she'll be joining us shortly. She hadn't been feeling that good this weekend, but she always tries to press through. That's a warrior with within her own right. But again, it's a blessing to be here, and I just pray that all of you guys' needs are met. I'm probably going to tend to her momentarily if she's not feeling any better. But I'm going to pray, and we're going to move on. And so tonight, we got a lot of people in the queue. And what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to unmute you, and you just state your name, and I'm going to put you back on mute, and I'm going to pray for you, and we're going to go on down the line, the order. And so that's how we're going to do it tonight. But please tune in to Randy at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, Monday through Thursday. And Randy has really been speaking a very prolific word. If you miss it, check it out on the archives. Any show that's on Blog Talk through PGN, it's recorded, and so it's in the archives, so you can go back and listen to it and allow the Word of God to be present in your life. You know, just because you got a a word a week ago, 2 weeks, a month, a year or two ago. It doesn't matter. That word is still current. A word is still alive. And so just we still can apply it because we don't remember everything. So it's good to go back and listen. And listen. Thank you all again for joining in tonight. And we're going to pray and hear what heaven has to say to his people. Again, I'm going to unmute you. State your name. I'm going to put you back on mute. And we're going to pray. And we're going to go to the next caller. All right. Yeah. We loaded up tonight. Thank God for that. First caller is 954-580. Who am I speaking with?
Hello. This is Carolyn. Good night.
You said this is Carolyn?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how you doing, Carol? All right, I have to move my speaker over. Okay. Well, let's pray for you, sister. Wow, good to hear from you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Carolyn tonight, Father God. We just thank you for now is the time. And now is the time. The time is now. So the Lord gave it to me. The time is of the essence, and the time is now for something. God has been pushing you through, and giving you strength to press through with. It's time is now to engage. I see engaging and releasing. I see you releasing something and engaging something else. But the time is now for that to be done. So God is giving you the okay tonight to move forward. Yes, to move forward on whatever you've been in limbo about or been waiting for. The time is now to engage. And also release and engage. Yes, because you're gonna have to let go of something to engage something else. I see like it's like a relay. One coming up. Hit you with the baton. It's like you're passing the baton to your new self. So you ran that leg of that race. You pass the baton and you release it. Because if you're still trying to hold the baton and trying to run your new race, you know you're gonna cause yourself to either fumble, you're going to slow yourself down, possibly even get disqualified. I don't know all the rules to it, but that's how I saw it. It's like you're passing the baton to yourself and you're letting it go. And the new you is taking off. Gone. But the time is now, and now is the time, Carolyn, to engage and to release tonight. What I hope that helps you in Jesus' name. All right, we got 336-354. I believe this is Mama Ruth. How you doing?
Amen. I'm blessing you.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's good to hear your voice. It's really good to hear your voice tonight. I tell you. Amen. Let me pray for you. Amen. Wow.
Okay.
Got Mama Ruth on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Mama Ruth. Lord, we just thank you for liberty, freedom. God is freeing you up. Mama Ruth, God is freeing you up. He's liberty. This is old song. It says, Lord, you made the difference in my life. Lord, you made the difference in my life. I keep hearing that. Lord, you made the difference in my life. God is the difference maker. He makes the difference in our lives. And because of him being the difference, you know, when we look at, when we're getting numbers and we ask for the difference, that means something has been removed to get the sum, difference of something. And so God comes in and removes all of the hindrances. He removes all of the weight and the boundaries. And he brings freedom. He brings liberty. Liberty in. And I see God really freeing you up, Mama Ruth, to do some really, really amazing things for the body of Christ here in the end times. So just trust and know that even when you can't see it, because you can't see it doesn't mean it hadn't already been done. Because we can't see it doesn't mean it's not possible. There's an appointed time. There's an appointed time, but God is freeing you up. He's freeing your time up. He's freeing your money up. Because it seems like sometimes your money just be tight. You know, you just got to have it for this. You know, you can't do this. Now he's freeing all of it up. He's freeing it all up, giving you room to breathe. And so receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 405-250. Who are we speaking with?
Lucretia.
Hey, Lucretia, how you doing?
How you doing? I'm sorry, let me run out the door.
It's okay.
How you doing?
I am wonderful. Yeah. Get somewhere where you can hear now. I got some faith.
I'm running out. I'm coming out now. Sorry.
All right.
I'm good now.
Okay, you're good. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Lucretia tonight. Lord, we just thank you for things being predestined. Let me look this up. Your destiny, Lucretia. Your destiny, the events that would necessarily happen to a particular person or thing in the future. The hidden power believed to control what will happen in the future. Destiny. Hold on, I got something else. Destined. Get up there. Destined. Certain to meet. Destined. Like you've been predestined. It's certain that you're going to meet this particular thing or be in this particular thing or have this, live this. Like it's been predestined in your life for royalty. Okay? And wealth. And when I'm talking about wealth, I'm talking about it from every angle wealth can be acknowledged. financial wealth, health wealth, knowledge wealth, wealth of wisdom, wealth of fearlessness, you know, a wealth of recognition.
God has given you a personality, Lucretia, that draws people. You like the life of the party, you know. But he's made you this way to draw people so that people can really see something real. Really see someone that's real. Yeah, I mean, if people online every day looking at people fake lives and fake situations that they are putting out there and portraying, and so many people are following what's fake. But God is putting you out there to show them what's real. Really what's real. And this has been predestined for you. Your destiny. This is a certain place. A for certain place. It's certain. It's supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen. And so when the enemy tries to talk to you about, they were like, the sound good, but, you know, if it happens, it happens, you know, No. We're talking about your destiny. And God says that it's not what may happen. This is what will be happening. And so anything outside of that that tries to combat what God is saying, you already know where it's coming from. And God would, and Satan will use people. Satan will use people to say those very things. And so God is going to, you'll be able to recognize people. You'll be able to see who they really are, and you'll know how to move and how to manage that relationship. And we just thank God for you meeting your destiny and learning how to walk in your wealth, walk in your royalty. And Lord, we just thank you for her opening her heart to accept who you've made her to be. In Jesus' name. And to only want to be pleasing in your eyes. To only want to be pleasing to you, Lord. We just thank you for her life in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. That's good. 205-531. Uh-oh. 205-531. Who am I speaking with?
Julia May.
Hey, Julia May.
Hey.
How you doing tonight? Oh, yeah. Yes, you are. Let's pray for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Lord, we thank you for Julia May tonight, Lord. We just thank you for the fresh anointing, a fresh anointing of remembrance. Like, I see God taking you down a memory lane, reminding you of the good things, the good times. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for those good times in Julia May's life. I got to take you back down memory lane, showing you where he was all the time and how he's brought you through, where you've come from, what you've done, what you've accomplished with him. And he says he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Nothing. God hasn't changed in no way, shape, form, or fashion, Julia May. God hasn't changed. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so he wants you to know that you could come to him with anything. He hasn't changed. And don't give up. Don't give in. Because the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but the one that endured. God is still a healer, Julia May. He's still a healer. in Jesus' name. We just have to have the faith to believe it. We just thank God for your faith increasing. Hallelujah. Fresh anointing, a new anointing. Hallelujah. A newfound love for the word of God. Like I see God like warming his word up in you. It's like you're a heater and the word of God is like your oven. The spirit is like the oven and the word of God is he's putting his word in your oven. It's been in there, but he turned it on and it's heating up. And people are like, what's cooking? That smells good. It smells good. Heat up the word of God. I just see it warming up in your life. Hallelujah. Your words, when you speak, it's going to be like fire. The words that the Lord gives you to speak, it's going to be like fire. It's going to be from a high level of authority, place of authority and boldness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for opening that up to Julia May now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Woo. I'm over here sweating off of them. Just started talking about the heating it up. Wow. Hallelujah. Man, that's good. Hey, 251-342. I believe this is Latrice.
It is, Terrence.
Hey, how you doing?
It is well. It is well.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let's pray for you. Let's pray for you. Wow.
Amen.
Wow. We got something for you tonight, Latrice. We got something for you tonight. Let me go in here. That's First Peter. I'm going for Peter. Here we go. Hold on. I'm in the wrong translation. Here we go. Lord, we just thank you for Latrice tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your word manifesting. Manifestation time. Latrice, manifestation time. You're in manifestation season. Manifestation season in your life. Manifestation season with the prayers that have been released are returning a harvest. Manifestation time. This has been a harvest year for believers. But this is the time for your harvest to manifest. More of it. You've seen the little sprinkles here and there, but it's like a lot is going to happen. A lot. And so the Lord says in 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober and vigilant, because your adversaries, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever. is Alpha. Suffering is over now. The truth, that's what I'm hearing in the spirit. You suffered. After you suffered a while, he's going to make you perfect. He's going to establish and strengthen you, and he's going to settle you. Settle you. So look forward. Look forward to that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Wow. That's a word right there. Jesus. Hallelujah. Man, 903-918, who am I speaking with?
Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. You been good?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I'm great. Let's pray for you. Hallelujah. All right. We got Michelle on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Michelle tonight, Father God. We just thank you for superseding. That's a word I'm getting. Superseding. Let's go here. It's a definition that I'm supposed to get out of it. If you see, supersede. So I see God like, you know, like you have people waiting for something for a long time. You know, you see people standing in line and waiting to get in this record store, get in this amusement park, or to ride a ride, or iPhone place. Back in the day, you know, concerts coming to town, people in line to get tickets. You know, I was growing up, I'd have seen them government cheese lines. You know, I'd have seen folk out there waiting for something of value to them, something that they want. But I see you superseding them to where God is making it to where you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait at all. You're gonna supersede those people that in line that have been waiting in line. Because when it's your season for something, that's just what it is. It's your season. And there are things that are connected just for it being your season. There's certain things supposed to happen because it's your season. In the season of fall, you know, the green got to go. You know, the red, the orange, all the fall colors come in, the yellow, brown. All the fall colors come in their season. And so they show up because it's their season. And when it ain't summer season, almost summer got to go. So everything that goes on and that happens during summer seasons ain't happening almost. Because it's fall time. And so, Michelle, it's your season. And so the things that God has tied to you, the things that are going to happen, that's supposed to happen because it's your season, will happen. Hear me tonight. When it's your season, it's just your season. So what you do, you make the most of your season so that it will always be your season. Even when you're not in your season, you still are benefiting from your season. You still are living off of your season. You still can produce. So trust and hear God tonight that it's your season for all that God has for you. All that God has for you. Those quiet nights where when you've prayed and you've asked God and you didn't know. And you just honestly just cried out to him because you was confused. And you just needed to know certain things. He hurt you. But it's an appointed time where things are going to manifest. It's an appointed time when things show up in our lives because we are now prepared and ready for it. Because it's been ready for us. But we have to develop and become who God wants us to be to handle that he has prepared for us when we arrive in this season. And that's what it's all about. So welcome to your new season in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's see, we got, did I get this? Yeah, I got that. All right, let's go here. 570-225. Who am I speaking with? It is Lisa.
Shalom, shalom. This is Lisa.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you guys, thank you so much for the prayer agreement for this weekend. I was telling you about, I had to speak yesterday, and guess what? There was 5 decisions for Christ. So teamwork makes the dream work. So we thank you for the prayer agreement. Tell your lovely lady that I said thank you and to rest up.
Yeah, she's going to get rest up. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, so
thank
we're
you.
Praying for her. The family's praying for her. And, you know, the word that I got was just rest up. So
rest up. Yeah, because
she rest up.
Yeah, resting sometimes seems to be hard for her. She needs to learn how to rest. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Look at God.
Well, Holy Spirit's right. But
yeah.
She's been pouring out and pouring out and pouring out. So she needs to be refreshed now. So.
Mm-hmm. Get that
okay.
refreshed. Yeah, let me pray for you. Let's pray for you.
Thank you. Blessings.
All right. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Lisa tonight. Lord, we just thank you for the continuation, the continuance, continuing. Like, I just see God like continuing in you as you continue in him. You know, it's like it's a never-ending cycle. As you continue in him, he's going to continue in you. It's like a wheel that's just rolling. It's just spinning. It's spinning, and it's not stopping. It's constantly building more and more momentum. There is so much that God has set aside for you, has set you up for. But as you continue to go through the process, as you continue to learn how God has truly made you, as you continue to learn who you are in him, as you grow, as you continue to deliver an experience that comes through the continuing, because it's an ongoing cycle. You're never going to get to the point and be like, okay, I know everything about me now. At that point, you ain't going to be here no more. But while we're here, you're going to have work to do. And God has prepared everything for you to get the work done. It's just yes and amen. Yes and amen. Money, yes and amen. Health, yes, amen. Strength, help, yes, and amen. Words to say, yes, and amen. God is going to show you that he is truly a provider, Lisa. You think you've seen something now, but I can guarantee you that more is to come. Greater is to come. He's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. You can't even think you can't fathom what God has in store for you. You can think about the best type of life that you want to put together here on this side of eternity, and it still can't, it still won't compare to what God has set up for you. Just continue to walk with him in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good stuff. We got 225-364.
Hey, how are you? This is Karen.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm doing. How are you?
Great, great. You say you're doing. Let's pray. Wow, it's good to hear from you. Let's pray, Karen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for Karen tonight, Father God. We just thank you for caring. Caring for Karen. Oh, man, caring for Karen. God really cares for you, Karen. Like, you really have no idea how much he cares for you. There are things that he hasn't revealed to you yet, that when he reveals it to you, you're going to be like, wow, I never would have thought of that. I didn't see that. I never thought about that. Because God covers every area of our lives. He covers every area of our lives. When we've been hurt by someone or something or what have you, you know, we look at it from a perspective of, like, why me? Or what did I do? I really didn't deserve this. I really thought that this could have been done differently, you know, or whatever the case may be. But sometimes when God removes people from your life, people that we like, people that we care about deeply, you know, or what have you, and they're no longer in our lives, we just have to trust God that, because he knows what's best. He sees beyond what we can see, you know. With him seeing beyond what we can see, it can keep us from really going down a road or going down a path that could have really been detrimental to us. And so look at it from a perspective of God really protecting you, keeping you. Perception, God is going to work on your perception of things, because sometimes we look at what we've lost, And not really focusing on what we've gained. What we've gained. If somebody wrongs us, you know, us as believers, we look at it, okay, well, that's one person I don't have to worry about wronging me. You know, or now I'm freed up, you know, to not have to go through that anymore. And so we just thank God for the lessons that we learn, because God really cares for you. He cares for your safety and your well-being. And so know that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we have 478-231. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Shakita.
Hey, Shakita, what's up? How
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's pray. Let's pray. It's good to hear from you tonight, Shakita. All right. Lord, we just thank you tonight for Shakita, Father God. We thank you for transparency, Father God, teaching her how to be transparent and teaching her how to compromise on (clears
on what's beneficial. Compromising with things of value, because sometimes, you know, we're compromised, and it really don't be worth our time to compromise, you know. A lot of times we compromise on things we don't really need to compromise on. You know, some things we need to stand on. And so, God is teaching you. He's going to teach you how to be transparent and see things from both sides, to both angles. But he's definitely going to teach you when to be firm and when not to be. He's going to give you balance. He's going to show you how to be balanced and really how to win. Really how to win. Because sometimes, you know, as I watch a lot of boxing, and I see how some fighters box, and it's always this phrase, styles make fights. You know, and you got this one fighter, it's the only way he wants to fight. And so other people study, and they see the way you fight, you know, and they prepare for the way you fight. And so as they prepare for the way you fight, they anticipate the things that you're going to do. And so it gives them an advantage. So God is going to teach you how to really keep people on their toes. He's going to teach you how to fight the fight. He's going to teach you how to fight the fights, because depending on what you're fighting, you might not need to fight it the same way you fought the last fight. But God is going to teach you how to switch it up and teach you the transparency, but at the same time teaching you how to be firm and teaching you when to be loose. We just thank God for that in Jesus' name. It's just good to know that we got the Lord on our side, that really is here to help us. Man, he really wants to help us. Hallelujah. I know, I'm grateful for that. Jesus. Man, I did not take that for granted. And he cares about everything. Let's go here. 717-217. Who am I speaking with?
Anita from P-ish.
Hey, Anita.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I am great. Wonderful. Let's pray for you. Thank you. Let's pray for you tonight. You got Anita over there in PA, over there in Pennsylvania. Hallelujah. Let's get a word for you. Hallelujah. First Timothy. Lord, let's pray for Anita tonight, Lord. We just thank you for Anita, Father God. 1 Timothy 6. Verse 6 and 7, I believe. It says, But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Nothing out. Well, Anita, I see God really ministering to you the value of life in what you're really going to be helping people understand. Because so many of us, and especially a lot of us as believers, put so much into this world. So much into this world to where it causes us stress and anxiety. And we end up causing ourselves a lot of pain.
setbacks of worrying so much about this thing, these things that's gonna be here when we leave. But the word of God says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. And learning to be content, not getting comfortable, but being content and knowing that we didn't bring nothing into this world. The scripture says it is certain that we ain't going to carry nothing out. He said it's certain. The writer said it's certain. Just guaranteed that we ain't going to carry nothing here out. So we just thank God for opening up to you the spiritual things, Anita, and really giving you a desire, the desire for the spiritual things, and really seeing what God is seeing from the spiritual perspective. The spiritual perspective. Because this is your ministry. This is your ministry. A lot of people are so focused on seeking financial gains and goals. But when the scripture says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Spirit over flesh, kingdom over this world. We just thank God for that revelation and revealing to you, hallelujah, what need to be revealed in Jesus' name. Amen. We got 909757. Who you speaking with?
Hi, this is Kane from Los Angeles.
Hey, Kane, my brother.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, great, man. Great. Let me pray for you. It's good to hear from you.
Okay, thank you.
L.A. They say L.A. ain't nothing without Kane. Kane in L.A. Kane in L.A. Ooh, Kane. Yes, Lord, we just thank you tonight for Kane. God has made you for your name to be great, like Kane. Is a great name. I don't even know what it means. But the Lord says he's definitely making your name great. Kane. The uniqueness. How God has made you, man, the way he's made you is on purpose. Is on purpose. And God is going to use you in a way that's different from like what you've experienced or how you've seen God work in other people's lives. How he's going to operate in your life, man, is unique. It's significant. It's tailored to you. It's tailored to you. The taste For certain things, that's God. You know, that desire for quality, that's God. He gave you that. You ain't got to make no excuses for it. You ain't got to explain it to nobody. Well, you know, yeah, I understand, you know. No, you got to explain it to nobody. God created you to have a life for the best of the things, the best that this world could offer, quality-wise, you know, that's just you. It ain't because you're bougie. It ain't because, you know, you think you're better than other people. No, you have a knack for quality. And God made you that way on purpose, the way he's taking you. And so he's giving you an eye for quality. And so you're able to even see quality people. You're able to see the counterfeits. You know what was real. You can recognize what's real, and you can recognize what's fake. You can tell the rep from the real. And just thank God for that. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with you, brother. This is how God made you, man. And so embrace it, because God has made you for your name to be great here in the earth. If you see something dealing with, like, in the political realm, politically, you know, being a voice politically, to really be the mouthpiece and be like the reminder of what it's supposed to be built on. You know, when you look at the way of the world now, they open for whatever. But God is using you as well as a lot of other people. He's calling to be those reminders, to be those people to remind this country, you know, like, remember, this is what this is supposed to be built on. Putting standards back in place. Raising the standard. Yes, raising the standard. Just thank God for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, talk to command. Let's go here. We got 803-991. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Sarah. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Hey, Angela. South Carolina. Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Oh, Angela, down there. Well, that's over there. Down over a little bit. Well, Lord, we just thank you for Angela. South Carolina, Father God, we just thank you for making ways out of no ways. It's nothing impossible for God, Angela. Nothing. And when I say there's nothing impossible for God, God says believe for bigger, believe for the greater, believe for what you deem impossible. You know, all of us have done it. You know, we get some on our minds and be like, man, I don't know, Lord. How about that? You know, I'm scared to ask for that. No. God says, ask. Ask. It's not a matter if he can. It's if we can believe. God is able. Try him. This is try him season in your life. Ask. I don't care what it is. Like, don't be afraid to ask God for anything. Don't be afraid to bring things to his attention. He already has eyes on it anyway. He just wants you to include him. Include him in everything, Angela. I don't care how big it is or how small it is. Include him. Include. You don't want to work on your job? Tell him. You want your own business? You want money to come in and you don't necessarily have to work for it or feel like you've had to work for it and just, you know, doing something that you're just doing out of habit because it's your job, but you're not being fulfilled. Ask him. Got that family member that's out there You don't see your ass gonna change. Truly believe God and give this situation to Him. Give it to Him and see what happens, Angela.
I dare you. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. 832-312.
I'm speaking with.
Uh-oh.
Oh, good evening. Hi, I was on mute. This is Elaine.
Hey, Elaine.
How are you this evening?
Great, great. You grabbed that phone like with some authority, like you better come on here, phone. I ain't finna miss my call. That's what I'm talking about. I liked it. Let's pray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you for Elaine tonight, Father God. We just thank you for just that taking your place, your position, giving your position and walking in that full authority in your God-given position. Knowing what God has called you, has put you on this earth to do, and accepting that and walking in it and watching how God uses you when you're doing your work, taking that authority, getting in position, getting in place, lining up for this new chapter in your life, Elaine. Yes, there's some new things on the horizon, things that you haven't witnessed, you haven't seen what God has in store for you. Something amazing. We just thank God for your health tonight. In Jesus' name, we come against any ailments, any pains, any discomfort in Elaine's body. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind it. Right now, heal those legs. In Jesus' name, I see something like on your left leg, gone, kind of down like on the side, below your knee, maybe in that area. We just bind that in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over all your limbs and muscles and vessels and veins. Hallelujah. Strengthen your heart. Give you the heart of your youth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That every organ functions and responds the way that it needs to respond in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Restore failing eyesight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come against any cataracts, any eye issues. Right now in the name of Jesus, any attack of the enemy is trying to come against you getting in that place you need to be in, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Speak the blood over your life. Hallelujah. Speak the blood over wherever you sit, wherever you stand, wherever you go. The blood is there. In Jesus' name, carry the blood. It's protection over your vehicles. Over travel, even when you're getting things delivered to your home, speak the blood over the people that's bringing it to you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Like everything you have contact with, it's going to be, I just see it dripping in the blood. It's being covered. Like people are being blessed and their lives are being changed, and they don't even know like what's causing it. But the UPS driver didn't know. Yeah, because he walked the path that you walked, touched your doorbell, stepped on your porch. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He got some blood on him. And the blood began to work in his life. Hallelujah. So God is using you in this evening to be a blessing to so many people. To be a blessing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Get in position. Amen. Wow. Jesus, that was rich. Hallelujah.
205-270. Have I said that number tonight? I don't think I have. 225-270. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello.
My name Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E.
Jackie, how you doing tonight?
All right.
All right, let's pray for you, okay?
Okay.
Lord, we just thank you tonight for Jackie, Father God. We just thank you for amazement. God is getting ready to amaze you, Jackie. Amaze you in ways, because again, this is our season of harvest for believers. This is our year of harvest and the years to come. We're in a season of harvest, but this is the kickoff year. For where the wealth of the wicked that has been laid up for the righteous, it's our time now to cash in. It's our season to cash in. And I see a debt being cleared, Jackie, being cleared up, something. I see a debt being cleared, canceling debt in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bind that demon of debt in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For no man but your love. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord, for your love abounding in Jackie's life and being fresh in her life as you amaze her. As you amaze her to where she sees you on a new level, in a new way. On a new level, in a new way. The song says, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. And I continue to trust in the Lord, Jackie. Yes, continue to trust in the Lord. Continue. Put all your trust in him. Trust in him for everything. God is taking you to a new level of trust. New level of trust in him in this season of amazement. So be prepared to be amazed. Whatever that means. Whatever that means. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We got 251-229. Let's speak with.
Yes, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Great, great. We ain't talked to you in a while. It's good to hear you.
Good to hear you.
I know sometimes get a little busy sometimes. Let's pray for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Sarah tonight, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for the obedience. The season of obedience. Like, I'm not saying that you're not obedient, Sarah, but what I'm saying is in seeing the importance of the obedience. Because sometimes we look at it not just from one perspective, like if we are not obedient, how it affects someone else's life. That's true. But then sometimes we never really think off of someone's disobedience that has affected our life. Because a lot of things that have come in our lives ain't necessarily been our fault. You know, we receiving things from people that was connected to us. In some way, and we're getting the fruit of their disobedience.
But thank God for God being who he is, you know, because even when we're in those places, God was still working for our good. He still used it and turn it and work it for our good. Working for our good. And so the weight of obedience, the importance, what it really means to be obedient to what God says to do. Because his obedience, you being obedient and doing what he requires for us to do during this time could literally be a matter of life and death. It could be the difference in someone receiving help within 1 hour or 10 years from now. And so God is really going to heighten your sense on really making the decisions and just doing what he says to do when he says to do it, even if it doesn't make sense. Because I know sometimes I used to really like to rationalize, and then I find myself sometimes doing it now. You know, try to think about it, but I have to quicken myself, and it's a practice, it's a process. It's a process, you know, getting there, because a lot of times we just react to things. You know, and God wants us to seek him on everything, but do I seek God on everything? No, I don't. Should I? Yes. Am I getting better at doing that? Yes, I am. But am I where I should be? No, I'm not. Am I headed there? Y'all going right. And so it's a process. And at this point of your race that you're in, while you're running your race, you're at that point of your race where God is really going to open up the importance of that obedience realm. No. Yeah. Like even to the point of like working your job or taking a route home a certain way, eating a certain food, wearing a certain color, perfume, toothpaste, you know, different things that I really see God really gonna build you up on and work you into the habit. Habit of just listening to the details and everything that he says and just being obedient in every moment. It's going to be an increase in the area of your life, and it's connected to something great. I see it in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Sarah, Dana. Get that belt out on. Just jump. 240-482.
What's speaking with? This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Valerie, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Great, great. Let's pray for you, sister. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Valerie tonight, Father God. We thank you for things being sweet. Sweetness. I felt like a cake being baked. I don't know why I saw a cake, but I saw a cake being baked. And normally, you know, when people bake cakes, it's for some type of celebration, for something, whether it be for birthdays, weddings, you know, some type of celebration. Sunday dinner was always a celebration for me. Every Sunday, that was a celebration. Oh, I could wait to get out of church to go eat Sunday dinner. You hear me? I could not wait. I'm just being honest with y'all. Sunday dinner was a celebration for me every Sunday. But I saw a cake being baked in the oven. It's still in the oven. It's still in the oven. And but a cake is being prepared. So it's just in like some type of celebration. Something to celebrate is coming your way, Valerie, to be happy about. You know, God really wants you to smile. God wants you to be excited. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be at peace. These are the things that he wants you to experience. To experience. And he's giving you that desire. But Satan don't want you to enjoy that. Satan don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to be none of that. He wants you to be miserable your whole life. He wants you to be afraid, scared your whole life. He wants you to second guess things your whole life. He wants you to be confused your whole life. But Satan is a lie in Jesus' name. No confusion comes to you. I see a clear mind and you accepting who God has made you to be. Who God has made you to be. The true and living God who he has made you to be. You know, this world has a way of trying to put the blame on God, saying God made me this way. But they are lying on God. Because God is not the author of confusion. But who God has made you to be, he's shown you that. Embrace it. Embrace it and walk in some beautiful things. You got a lot of days ahead to where you're gonna smile a whole lot. You're gonna smile a whole lot. I just see you tickle to death. Just about any old thing. Because like God really wants you to zoom in on him. I mean like he whispering in your ear, hey Dad, let me tell you something. See, sister, you know, he's your friend as well. He's your friend. You're going to know him in a new way in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's it, folks. I think we have gotten through everybody. Praise God. Thank you all that have joined in tonight. I'm going to get ready and go tend to my wife tonight, and I thank you all for your prayers. Thank you, Mama Ruth, for all that you've done, and thank you, Lisa, for the prayer of rest, the word of rest, and we're going to get that to her. In Jesus' name, I just thank you all for being a part of PGN. Thank God for Randy and Julie, Father God. Just thank you. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Until we meet again, God bless you all, and good night.